Online Podcast 203.
Biru, Hiru, Hiru. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentle whores, welcome to Online Podcast. Happy Monday. It's January 8th, 2007. A very cold Monday, I am thinking, because it's very cold right now. It's actually Sunday night, but I'm recording this not too far from Monday morning, actually. Because it's actually 9:30 Central Time now. I just finished a long full day of cooking, and some of you may know, but if you don't know what I cooked, I'll tell you all about it. You can go over to my Flickr account page, my Flickr page, to check out the pictures. If you go to onlinepodcast.com, and you will see a picture of the turkey that I made right on today's right on today's post. We made turkey. Okay, it's kind of like impromptu. Bruce and I love turkeys, just to have turkey any other time. I didn't cook at all over this entire holiday season. Not Thanksgiving, not Christmas, not New Year. So yesterday, when we went out shopping at Target, we actually saw some turkeys. Sorry, I'm moving my microphone. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? it's cheap mic stand. That's what it is. But we went out to shop a little, and then saw some on sale turkey, and so we picked up a 16-pound turkey. That was the smallest one. A 16-pound turkey, and I thawed it yesterday and then made it this morning. Well, this afternoon, really. And it turned out great. I just want to, if you want to see the picture, it has very crispy skins on the outside. And of course, the favorite part of, I don't really like the white meat all that much. You know, I know some people really enjoy the white meat. The white meat is not as juicy as I want it to be. It's not brined. I mean, I wish I have time, but it was just kind of like an impromptu thing. I didn't have time to make the brine and brine it for a period of time before I actually cook it. So, what I end up doing was just, you know, cook it up straight. But because we use it for sandwiches, and we enjoy cooking a big bird and then just eating it slowly. That reminds me of the conversation that Mike Hipp, who I remember Mike Hipp's name this time, and Mark, Chef Mark over at the Remarkably Mark. Actually, they were talking at the Remarkably Mark. blogspot.com. Are you at PodShow now? I don't know. It's just Remarkably Mark stuff, podcast. And they were talking about vegetarian and talking about veganism, vegetarianism. While I was talking about eating the bird slowly, and that makes me think of that. But if you do like meat, go to onlinepodcast.com and check out the birds, and then you can click on that picture, and you'll see a few more of that pictures, and also the stuffing that I made, and mashed potatoes. Oh, let's talk about mashed potatoes. I know Adam also enjoys cooking, and I haven't cooked for a long time because I just haven't had time, but I do enjoy cooking a whole lot. So I poured in about, I don't know how much, maybe a 3/4 cups of half and half. I would, you know, if it's my choice, I would actually use, we just happen to have half and half, but if it's my choice, I'd probably use cream, because it doesn't curdle as easily as half and half or milk would. And I'm sure you can also do this with milk as well, especially if you're using whole milk. I don't drink any other milk besides whole milk. Yeah, I know, that's like And then I complain about me being fat. But, So, sorry, I'm just burping full. And so, so I used the half and half and, blah, 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 half and half, put it in the, a saucepan and then in saucepan and boil, not really boil it. I just heat it up very low heat, heat it up. And then I actually crush about 3 or 4 cloves. In fact, I use five cloves of garlic crushed. And drop it inside the cream, and then just give it a light heat to the cream, just so that it's just warming it up slowly to a slight simmer. In fact, I didn't even bring it that far. And for a while, actually, for maybe about what 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I just kind of let it steep there, and kind of like brewing tea, instead of brewing garlic directly from the cold cream. Now I learned, I don't know how true this is. Chef Mark can also chime in. Is that I learned that you can actually extract or pull out the flavor more if you start with cold water, and then when you heat it up and let it steep, it actually suck out a lot of this flavor. So that's what I did to the cream. So it's garlic flavored cream, and then I just mashed the potatoes and dropped those the cream in there and mash it up with 2 tablespoons of butter. That was delicious. And so, and I redesigned the forum for my Penang Hokkien. I redesigned I updated the software for my forum for Penang Hokkien, and also have a new theme to the forum. So if you have never been to PenangHokkien.com, maybe you just want to go check out the forum theme. You can go there. Steve from Swan Lake, thank you so much for your help on the the CSS thing. Thank you so much. And I would like to play you a message from Chef Mark a while back. And I just haven't posted it, but he mentioned something about the 200th show. So it's not really that far away. It's just, you know, this is 203. It was show 200 that I asked people about why they do their podcast. And Chef Mark was a little late for that because he was busy. I'm sure during the holiday season, he's probably very busy with his business. And so I would like to play this message from Chef Mark that I got a while back. And here you go. Take a listen to this.
Hey John dear, it's Chef Mark in New York City, and I'm calling to wish you a very happy holidays and a great new year. And I'm so sorry that I missed sending in my voice comments for your voices episode, but so many people said so many great things that I'm sure that I can't really add anything. I just really love podcasting and the connections that I've made, and hopefully, like you, I've touched a few people and inspired them to follow their passions. That's really what I'm all about. It's about following your bliss. And hopefully, you know, we have a lot of great examples of that in the podcast that are available. Hopefully people will find inspiration to follow their own bliss. Speaking of which, John, the song that you just put out onto your feed is amazing. I think you've got such a talent. You've got a great voice. You obviously have a great deal of love and passion for your singing. So I would encourage everyone to download that if you haven't heard. It's a great Christmas song. So best wishes. I really love you. You're the best.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mark. You're wonderful. Love you too. Thank you for that message. And I'm sorry that it's taken me so long to post it. But, you know, it's a life. Who was that? Who touched? Oh, my cat just came in here. Hey, okay. My cat Chai just jumped into my lap. You are so cute. Don't you like the heat? And so that was a comment from Chef Mark over at Remarkably Mark, and also Remarkable Palette Podcast. And I have also another voice message that I want to play for you here that is coming from, is it Francis? Yeah. Let me download that and I'll play it for you right here. Okay, click, click, click. Here you go.
Hey, John. Happy New Year. This is Francis.
Hi, Francis.
Just saying what's up. Hope you're staying warm. Because, you know, I live here in Colorado, and I think they said on the news that the blizzard went all the way over there in Kansas City. Or Kansas, whatever you're at.
Okay, so I am in Kansas City, but actually, we got the cold, but we didn't really get the snow. It really got over pretty heavily on the west side of Kansas, and I am actually in Missouri, the weird city of Kansas City, Missouri, where the city is actually more popular and actually bigger and more successful in many ways over on the Missouri side of Kansas City. So it's kind of interesting and weird there, and we're very particular about it because Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri are two separate states. So we always make it very clear that where I'm from, KC Mo would be Kansas City Homo, which is where I am, Kansas City, Missouri. And so the snow did not get to us because it's too far west for us, because I'm slightly east of the Kansas state line, but the snow happened on the other side. In fact, heavy, heavy snow over on the other side. So thank you for your concern, though, and I hope you stayed warm as well.
Hope you're staying warm.
Oh,
he said same
thing.
Have a great week. Have a great year.
Thank you.
I will record more podcasts later.
Thank you.
I'll see you later, John.
All right. Thank you, Francis, for sending in the message. Now, I've been pretty bad because of my work schedule that I haven't had a consistent schedule to do my podcast, and sometimes I do a recorded show. Sometimes, like for the last few weeks, I just do, you know, recorded a song. And so it gets a little bit crazy, and I don't get to do all the regular stuff that I tend to want to do. I'm sorry about the clicking. I'm just organizing my stuff as we speak. So I like I said, a lot is coming this year. A lot is. There are many things planned for this year. And I would like to kind of briefly talk to you about what my vision is for this year. You will be hearing a lot, obviously, from me, myself, when I travel back to Malaysia. And that is only in a month's time. In fact, less than 30 days, I will be in Malaysia. So the next month, this time, I will be in Malaysia speaking to you from Malaysia, and hopefully they fix the net. Because of that Taiwan earthquake, the internet is completely screwed up, and I was trying to do a couple of shows last Friday for Penang Hokkien, and the line was so horrible that I have to call people, and I've already spent like $7-$8 calling people using my Skype out. So I'll be in Malaysia, so you'll be hearing a lot from me about my, is it my hometown? You know, I have two homes now. I'm bi-homo now, because I consider my birthplace my home, and also consider the current home my home, which is here in Kansas City. And so I will be traveling to Malaysia. You'll be hearing from me most likely because I'm traveling by myself, so I will be doing a lot of recordings, I'm sure, and I'll be carrying my computer with me, I'll be carrying my recorders with me, so I'll be constantly doing recordings all the way from here to Malaysia. So you'll be hearing a lot because it's Chinese New Year. The main reason why I went back there was to celebrate Chinese New Year, and of course it also gave me a great opportunity to meet my listeners in Penang. It will be my first time meeting all my listeners. I've never met any of my listeners, and most of them are in Penang, in Malaysia. Some, if not in Malaysia, they'll be in Penang. If not in Penang, they will be in Malaysia. But during Chinese New Year, a lot of people who work out of state, out of Penang, would actually come back to their families and celebrate Chinese New Year there. And I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity for me to meet my listeners as well. So, lots of good stuff gonna happen in the month of February, and I hope you'll be, and of course it happens in February, I'm sure you'll hear about it a lot more after that. And it's very interesting because it's, the reason why I want to go back to and celebrate Chinese New Year is because I haven't been celebrating it here as thoroughly. I mean, I've tried to, and it's fun, it's great, we've done a few things. In fact, Bruce's school one time had a Chinese New Year celebration. It was probably the most fun out of this 11 years without any Chinese New Year celebration. But still, you know, you still go to school, I mean, not school, you go to work, and you just don't have that atmosphere in the air, you know, because not any, you look around, nobody else is celebrating Chinese New Year. So it's not the same as when the whole street covered with Chinese New Year celebration, decorations and things you buy, you know, from Chinese Mandarin oranges or whatever you call the hell thing, the tangerine, and also you'll see a lot of pictures, obviously, when I go home. And I also want to capture this because it's been so long, you know, 11 years since I actually feel the mood of Chinese New Year. It would be very interesting for me to document what it feels like. I'll probably have my recorder turned on the day of Chinese New Year, getting out of bed, because that's what reminds me of Chinese New Year, is staying up late and then going to bed, and then the next morning waking up to the sound of firecrackers everywhere and to the sound of lion dance. That is just something that, you know, I wish I treasured a little bit more, but I definitely missed when I, you know, left home and came over here and started a new home here. So you'll be hearing a lot more about that. And also, like I said in my 200th show last year, that I will be talking more to people and making the show a little bit slightly more than just all about me. And we'll be having a few people. I've been in touch with a few people. I have a podcaster coming up. I have a mother of two gay children, also in the works of coming up to in the future to chat with us on online podcasts. And also another podcaster coming up that I would like to find out more. And since we know each other for a while through the Podosphere, and now he started as a listener. And I was thinking, should I tell? Should I not? Should I make it mysterious? No, I'll make it mysterious so you will actually continue listening to it. It's very interesting. It's very interesting that he started as a listener and then now he has his own podcast. And so I would like to have him up on the show, come to the show and talk to us. And also I've been doing some other interviews as well. Well, not interviews. I was actually co-hosting, not really an interview. I was co-hosting a show called The Interest in Podcast by Tristan. He is the person who created, if you're not familiar with him, he's the person who created the queercasters.com website. And I don't know him very well. In fact, you know, I've barely spoken with him for I don't know how long. In fact, before I actually co-hosted his show with him, I only spoke with him for maybe 2-3 minutes on Archer Radio. So he's completely new, but you know, he's young and very talented. Well, he's, you know, three years old, younger than me, so I guess he's still young. He's in his 20s. He's about to turn 30. Tristan is his name. Cute and seems to be very smart. And so I'm just happy to see all different talents coming from everywhere. He's obviously a great talent by itself. In fact, he has a very popular blog that he has for a while, and now he's venturing into podcasting, and so he already have an established thousands of listeners. And So he is, you can find his website at interest, I say a lot of ums tonight, don't die. Interestin.net, like interesting, but not interesting, but in Tristan, like as in inside of Tristan. That's what we teased him about. In Tristan.net. I will try to do the show notes if I am too lazy, because I'm, this is really getting kind of late. So if I'm too lazy to do any show notes, you just go there. Interestin.net. 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 Go there and check out the show number 11. Tristan, he's called it tip number 11. Where is it? Tip? Is it Tristan in podcast? I don't know. Why is it tip? Or is it every show or every episode is a trip? I don't know. Well, anyway, oh, my phone is vibrating. Is it? No, not really. I thought my phone's vibrating. Oh, I have a voicemail too. Oh my gosh, I just remember a friend of mine called me and I haven't called her back. Okay. So go over to interesting.net and check out the show number 11 called the... he named the show The Fabulous John Ong. Thank you. And it was fun, actually. I just listened to it a while ago. He has a good show, a very interesting in small segments. And so it's quite a fun show. So go check that out. And also, you know, check out stuff that I usually don't talk on my show, I guess. I don't know. But because, you know, because he has some, he's so organized. I have to tell you this. He has his show notes all pre-planned and posted on an HTML file on the web so that he can send me just a web page and I can just follow along with what he's going to talk about. So very, very organized. I was so impressed. I was actually in the bathroom. And you know how I am with my laptop and my bathroom, right? And, I almost dropped my laptop into the toilet. He was so organized. But anyway, too much information already to some of you. And also to those of you who wrote me about, telling me to take it easy for if I get too tired about doing the show, you know, take a little break rather than thinking about quitting or stopping it. Thank you so much for your encouragement. And also, several emails that I got, several email messages that I got from, these three people over this week about the Christmas song. Thank you so much for your encouragement and the kind words about my voice. Thank you so much. So now, let's see what's the time now. Oh my gosh, it's 20 some minutes. What else do I want to talk about? Let's see. You know what? I posted another picture too. If you haven't been to my website, you know, my website is also my blog. So you can go there and check out my 17-year-old picture. Well, the picture is not 17 years. The picture is not 17 years old, but this picture is of me at the age of 17. And I was with a bunch of friends, and it's been so impossible, so hard and to the point of impossible to get all adult, old friends from adults. Oh my gosh. I just realized that I have, oh crap, on the picture. Never mind. I won't tell you what it is. I have something on my website that I don't intend for it to be there. So maybe by the time you check it out, it will be gone. So anyway, don't worry about that. I cannot believe I did that. So go check out my 17-year-old picture and what else? Oh yeah, and it's so impossible to get all the friends together, and this bunch of friends, we've been friends since, I don't know what, 15, 16 years old, and some even younger. I think one of them I knew since I was 5 years old. So because of this odd and weird opportunity, there are two of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah, eight of us in there, including myself, and two of them are in the United States. That would be myself and another girl. And she just recently got married, and she is actually going to fly back to Malaysia about the same time. In fact, she's flying back the day after. Sorry. She's flying back the day after Christmas. No, the day after I fly back. So we'll be there the same time, around the same period of time. And so we are definitely going to make the meeting happen, and we are trying to go back to that same restaurant where we took that picture that I posted on my website, and gonna take another picture of us that many years later. I think 16 years. We haven't been, as a group, we haven't been together. All eight of us haven't been together for 16 years. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So I'll have a full schedule when I go back. I just hope I don't fall sick. Last time I fell sick and I kind of missed a whole lot of stuff, and I hope I don't do that this time. Is there anything that I want to say? There's something else that I thought I was going to talk about. Now I don't remember. Maybe that's it, right? I thought I was going to play something. Oh, well. I don't know what I was going to do then. Well, that's probably it. Anyway, so I enjoyed my turkey meal. Oh, my pot. Peter and Pinoy Boy. Pinoy Boy wasn't there, but Peter was there when I was making my turkey, baking my turkey this afternoon. So I invited him over for dinner. And I also invited Steve from England over here for dinner as well. Well, he's not from England. He's from wherever that is, Swan Lake. He's in the Great Britain though. Oh, boy, your hair. Oh, you're so cute. My cat is so cute. You're so cute, buddy boy. He's sweetheart. Oh. Well, all right. That's about it. And in fact, I was so lazy. I was actually going to not do a show tonight and actually just put a link over to Tristan's show because, you know, I co-hosted that show with him. But now, go over to interesting.net and check out that show because it's quite interesting. And he asks questions that I sometimes don't think about or talk about on my show. So go check that out. Thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentle whores. Yes, langit biru, blue is sky. I mean, sky is blue. Thank you so much for listening. Go to onlinepodcast.com for comment, or leave me a My Chingo message, or call me at 206-888-JOHN, or send me an email at online@gmail.com. And I hope you will enjoy your week this week. I'll have a crazy busy week this time, and I'll talk to you another week. Something like that. Bye. You know what? And don't forget to smile. Ta-ta!